with Mental Health Chats. And I'm really excited because I've got Anca Herman with us today, and I have been working with Anca for quite a long time, and we have so much contact with each other, so I'm really thrilled to have you. So hello, Anca, how are you?
I'm excited to be here. Thank you. Really,
I'm so excited to have you. And what we're talking about today for Mental Health Chats is conflict resolution and stress. So, Anca, first of all, who is Anca Herman?
Yeah, you know, that's a loaded question. Well, I'm originally from Germany. I've been around, like, my background's as varied as the countries I've lived in. But for the last 20 years, I've been living in the south of Spain, and I've had my own business for the last 20 years. I would say I'm a creative with the mind of an engineer. So, wow. You know, and I love dogs. So I've created a platform to, you know, advocate for holistic approaches to dog health and education, and basically help people who have a passion to bring their gift into the world online.
Oh, I love that, Anca. And I love that you are a creative with the mind of an engineer. So we're going to find out a little bit more about exactly what you do. So what do you do?
Well, my background, my corporate background, is in software development. Wow. Right. So I spent all my corporate career in software development. And then I decided to ditch it all, start my own thing, started a sewing business in the south of Spain, and pivoted around again when I saw that I didn't want to be 60 and still kind of create like 20, 50 dresses for next Saturday. And basically combine everything I've done before now. There's the tech skills that I've accrued over the, you know, the last three decades, and combine that with everything I've learned from building my own business to help people, mostly coaches, service providers, who are usually experts at their field. And now they want to, boy, I'm onto something here. I've got something really valuable and I want to bring this to more people. I need an online community. I want to host an online event. I want to offer this as an online program. Where does the button go? Usually people come to me for like tech. I don't know. Like normally they come for the tech help, but when we start looking, it's always deeper than that. It's always like, what's the offer? Who is this actually for? How are we going to position it? You know, how do you go and build an audience? How do you create an offer that is actually attractive to these people and also works for you? And then we figure out how we kind of use the tools to actually build that.
Wow, that's so interesting. Thank you for explaining that in such detail. So what I want to ask you, because you've worked with so many organizations and you've been in big corporates yourself, and conflict resolution and stress really do go hand in hand. So what are the consequences of organizations if they don't deal with conflict and overcome it?
I think if I look at, you know, like the engineer's mind kicks in, it's like if I imagine an organization as a machine, right? In best case scenario, it's a well-oiled machine where all the pieces, everything kind of goes together, everything's smooth and works hand in hand. I think when there's conflict, it's like if you take that machine and you just chuck a bucket of sand in it.
Yeah.
Right? And depending, if you have enough sand, nothing goes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Even with a bit of sand, there's friction. It slows things down. It makes things break down here and there. And I think the longer you keep that, or the more it is, like I think everything comes to a standstill, because conflict has people preoccupied.
Yes.
It's on your mind. You can't just like, oh, we've just had this conflict, now let's go and have a good time. And people, I've worked in the software industry where I was usually the only woman. So I know it's not just women, right? No. It's like men do, like they're not all like, oh, we just had this fight and now we just work together smoothly. No. They carry this around as well. So it's not like, oh, just the women, but that conflict's in the air. Yeah. You know, and so if somebody depends on who it's with, so you Your mind is oh, what should I have said? And what will they think? What will somebody else like? You know, all these thoughts, like all that stuff that's on your mind. Well, that's not going into the creativity of your work, right? I think the how we work together is impacted like severely. But even what I can output by myself, you know, if I'm sitting there and I'm supposed to do something and my mind is, or what I should have said, and now what's going to happen over here? And like, yeah, you know, I'm going to be slower. I'm not going to be creative. I'm not going to be at my best in, and then I can't sleep, so I'm tired the next morning, right? So I think it really ripples down. Then I'm, you know, if in a worst case scenario, if it's ongoing, then I start stuffing my face with like food that isn't healthy. You know, then that comfort me, then I get sick, or the immune system goes down. Like I think that is such a the ripple effect goes everywhere.
You have described that so well in, first of all, the well-oiled machine. Funny enough, my shredder just needed oil and it was going chunk, 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 chunk. So I've added the oil. So well-oiled machine. But also, you've described it so well. I was just really imagining somebody who is really stressed because of that conflict. And when you said your mind's going at 100 miles an hour, waking up at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, not being able to sleep, and then it becomes a knock-on effect, doesn't it? It's such a knock-on effect. So let's think about the opposite. Let's flip it over and think about in these large organizations that you've worked in, what are the benefits of actually dealing with conflict?
Well, I'm almost like you could kind of turn the whole thing around. It's like, yeah, you just basically get rid of the sand and you put some oil in it, right? And people actually work with each other and not, and also people are more likely to contribute, right? Because you don't constantly have your guard up, you know, because if you think, well, you know, there's someone and he's gonna go run off with my idea, or he's gonna then badmouth, like if I feel, you know how even when you think of the idea of speaking in front of people, right? The scary bit is that you imagine, like when you think there's no goodwill there, you shrink. You shrink back, you won't say things, you're second guessing your own decisions. Right, so there is that. When that goes away, like when you find a way to see things from the other person's perspective, like that's often the first step, right? To actually see, well, actually, that's really what's going on there. Oh, okay, so it wasn't personal, and it isn't. You know, when that settles, you know, I think the blood pressures go down, and people will actually support each other and give each other ideas. Say, if I have a conflict with somebody and I have an idea that could help them out, I might zip it, right? But if we're on the same, if I feel we're on the same team, I will say it, you know? So it's like it becomes a we rather than how can I survive in this like shark tank, you know?
I love that. It becomes a we, and it sounds also like behavior breeds behavior. You know, once somebody starts supporting one person, the next person will start supporting another person, and people then will enjoy coming to work, not feeling all that tension and that pressure and that stress.
Yeah. And that brings me to a topic that you've been talking about a lot about, you know, like staff retention.
Yeah,
You
definitely.
know, well, if this is the work environment where I go, where there's conflict all the time, and especially when it's the people who are sort of above you, where you like feel you have your hands tied more than even when it's with peers. But even if it's with peers, well, if I get a job offer somewhere else, I'm off, right? You know?
And I'm
So.
so glad you mentioned that because that's my real passion. Because if we can't resolve conflicts, if we can't communicate better, people are going to leave. And staff retention is huge, especially in the tech industry where you're from. It's absolutely huge. Great. Thank you. Oh, you've had such wise words. Thank you, Anka. You're amazing. Is there anything you'd like to add before we go on to where people can find you?
It really helps to remember that nothing's personal. Like when somebody, even when there's conflict, I think what makes this so stressful is that we take it personally, that we feel like personally attacked and it's about me most of the time. Even if they yell at you, it's usually not about you at all.
Definitely.
right? It's says more about what's going on for them,
Yeah.
you know, than it does say about you or even the relationship. And I think if we could remember that bit more, then we would perhaps not react as quickly
Yeah.
as we sometimes do.
You've just made me think about something. I actually say this to my kids a lot and friends when they're feeling a bit low that someone's been had a personal attack. I say, how are you going to feel about this in a week's time? How are you going to feel about it in a month's time?
That's so true.
How are you going to feel about it in a year's time? You would have actually even forgotten the situation in a year's time. So it's thinking ahead, and it is actually
And
prepared.
really, I think getting curious, I mean, you're not going to always find out, right? But it reminds me of a situation I had when I had my sewing business, where
Yeah.
I was coming at a time that I thought I was early, but somehow there had been some miscommunication. And so these parents of those little dancer girls thought that I should have come earlier. And this one
Oh
woman just goes off. Like she just yells at me and she yells at me. And I was like, what the heck? And so this was a really, really unpleasant situation. You know, I felt so wrongly attacked, right?
no.
And she
Yeah.
was out of her mind. And so, but the piece was that the next day I had to meet her again, but just the two of us, right?
Oh.
And I was dreading, I was dreading the conversation.
Yeah.
But when I got there, well, she was in a different space. And then she said, she goes, oh, I'm really sorry, but she goes, you know what? I'm actually not supposed to leave the house, right?
Oh,
Because
bless you.
I have my, she had something with her leg. So she was like, she says, I'm supposed to like rest with my leg up. I was so worried that somebody might see me and that they're gonna cut like you know, the
Oh,
little money she gets, you know,
yes.
and she was basically stressed out of her mind.
That's
Right? She
a good
was stressed out of
example.
her mind and she goes, I was like, every minute I had to wait there was that risk that somebody could see her who shouldn't have seen her because she wasn't supposed to be out. Right. So it wasn't just a 5 minute thing, now it turned into an hour thing. She was just stressed to breaking point. Right. And so normally you wouldn't get that second chance where she gets a chance to explain it. We actually, you know, we left parted ways with a hug.
Oh,
Right.
bless.
Because, you know, I could understand where she was like, oh, well, that would explain it. And I could really see that even when she yelled in my face using my name, it wasn't about me at all.
That is such a good example. And you have explained not only the conflict, but the stress with the conflict, but also the fact we don't know what's going on in this person's world. And often in the workplace, we think it's just about work and we don't realize there are many other things going on in their world. So that
So I
is
think
such a
that
good
curious,
example.
and I've never forgotten that moment. Like every time sort of somebody has this where I feel attacked, I'm sort of like, I wonder what's going on for you. You know, like what I wonder what's behind there because I'm kind of assuming, well, chances are it has nothing to do with me. You know, and it helps me stay calmer in the situation because I'm not going to react the same way as if I'm now on defend in defense mode.
Great example, Anka. Thank you. There are so many people out there who are going to say, I wish I knew Anka. I want to connect with Anka. So where can people actually find you?
LinkedIn is a really great place. You know, I'm active on LinkedIn. My website's a good place too, ankerherman.com. And
Great.
if you love dogs, go to Soul Touched by Dogs.
Lovely. Thank you so much for your wise words. You have been amazing, as
Thanks
usual.
for having me.
And take care, everyone, and let's resolve those conflicts.